And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and southern Massachusetts since 1939. This small business treats you like family, truly a business with heart, supporting local organizations like WJMJ, giving back to the community, and offering customers personalized one-on-one attention with the human touch. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Ah, this is an unprecedented opportunity. It's our time in the Afterglow. Welcome. Hi, I'm Father John. Thank you for the gift of your time. It will not be wasted, squandered, or ignored. We transition from the thoughts, cares, responsibilities, and worries of the day to some relaxed emotions of the evening. In fact, we've made our way into the first days of December. Today's the third, to be exact. So, not only are we on the precipice of a new month, but we're balancing on the edge of a whole new year. Ready to take the plunge into another year? We're into the first week of Advent. That means that we're into a brand new liturgical year in the church's calendar. Comfort is what we're all looking for. And in the Afterglow is a good place to unwind, de-stress, and celebrate life. We're well into the shopping craze for Christmas, yes. Bombarded with commercial messages to shop, buy, spend, and spend more. Because, after all, it's the holiday season. Now, I don't know about you, but nothing gives me more stress than the over-commercialization of Christmas. Let it go. We've got music and messages that relax the overtaxed and inspire with the fire of passion. So, come on along with me into the Afterglow. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. We are getting life back into balance. Glad you're here. So we can set life straight with music and inspiration to help us get healthy and bring out the best of who we really are in the Afterglow. The first Friday of December, and we're into Advent, a time of preparation for Christmas. It's not the Christmas season, it's the Advent season, time to prepare for Christmas. But I don't mean decorating, sending cards, putting up the Christmas tree, making your list and checking it twice. I mean real preparation for the true significance of the Christmas holiday. We get so caught up in the commercialization of Christmas that we get overstressed, worried sick, so much so that we begin to dislike Christmas. It's just too much. Well, come on, let's slow the pace down, put things into proper perspective, fight the need to spend and overspend, and we'll relax together tonight in the Afterglow. Today in history, we see a breakthrough in surgery. For it was on this date in 1967 in Cape Town, South Africa, 53-year-old Louis Washkansky received the first human heart transplant. Washkansky was a South African grocer dying from chronic heart disease, and he received the transplant from Denise Darbal, a 25-year-old woman who was fatally injured in a car accident. Now, the procedure was performed by surgeon Christian Barnard, who trained at the University of Cape Town and the United States. Well, after the surgery, Washkansky was given drugs to suppress his immune system and to keep his body from rejecting the heart. However, these drugs left him susceptible to sickness, and 18 days after the procedure, he died from double pneumonia. Well, despite the setback, Washkansky's new heart had functioned normally until his death. In the 1970s, the development of better anti-rejection drugs made transplantation more viable. Dr. Christian Barnard continued to perform heart transplant operations, and by the late 1970s, many of his patients were living up to 5 years with their new hearts. And while successful heart transplant surgery continues to be performed today, finding appropriate donors is extremely difficult. Consider giving the gift of life by becoming an organ donor. Who knows? You may end up saving a life. In the afterglow, remembering the first human heart transplant 54 years ago. And tonight in the afterglow, we celebrate the birth anniversary of one of America's most beloved singers and entertainers of all time, Howard Andrew Williams, better known by his stage name, Andy Williams. He was born on December 3rd, 1927 in Wall Lake, Iowa. He recorded 44 albums in his career, 17 of which have been certified gold and 3 platinum. From 1962 to 1971, he hosted his own Emmy Award-winning television variety show called The Andy Williams Show. The Christmas hit, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, was written specifically for his first Christmas album and became a staple during his annual Christmas specials, giving him the nickname Mr. Christmas. Beginning in 1968, he had a headlining gig at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, which would last for the next 20 years. He holds the record for hosting the most Grammy telecasts with a total of 7 consecutive ceremonies. In 1973, Andy Williams was chosen to sing the national anthem before Super Bowl VII. Williams also had the honor of singing at the funeral for his close friend and politician, Robert F. Kennedy, after Kennedy's assassination back in 1968. Andy Williams continued to perform and tour into his 80s, eventually passing away of bladder cancer at the age of 84 on September 25th of 2012. Tonight in the Afterglow, we remember Andy Williams with a performance of his signature song, the Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini standard, Moon River, on the 94th anniversary of his birth.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckle very friend. Moon River and me, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after that same my huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.
Well, you're into the Afterglow with Andy Williams and Moon River. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. We are Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. And now, here's where we take some time to regain the spirit of optimism and confront the bittersweet of life with a bit of faith and hope. easier said than done. So together, we journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. High-maintenance people are almost always controllers. If you're not careful, they'll squeeze you into their mold. They're not interested in you. They're interested in what you can do for them. These people are almost impossible to keep happy. If you fall into the trap of always trying to please them, you will wear yourself out and constantly be frustrated. Years ago, a friend of mine, we'll call him Dave, went out of his way to help this couple who were friends. They moved to another city, and Dave gave them money to help them move. Dave called and checked on them. If they needed anything, Dave was always available. Even so, Dave got the feeling from them that he was never doing enough. They were never satisfied. They always had a complaint. Dave had gone out of his way to be kind and generous, but they were constantly finding fault and trying to make him feel guilty. Well, one day, Dave realized they were just high-maintenance people, and he was not responsible for making them happy. Dave couldn't make them decide to like him. He had to run his race and not let them steal his joy. "That was a great day in my life," said Dave. You see, your time is too valuable to worry about pleasing everyone else or making them happy. I know people who spend more time worrying about what others think about them than they do focusing on their own dreams and goals. You've got to get free from that. If you're going to do anything great in life, if you're to be a great teacher, a great business person, a great athlete, a great parent, and a great winner, not everyone is going to cheer you on. I would love to tell you that all of your family, your friends, and your coworkers will celebrate you, but unfortunately, that just simply is not the case. Some won't be able to handle your success. If you were where you were 10 years ago, they would have no problem with you. But as you succeed, as God pours out His favor, some will be jealous. Yes, they'll be jealous of you. Some will find fault. So don't be surprised if a family member or a relative tries to discredit you, belittle you, or won't give you the time of day, or maybe a friend that you've been good to for years won't understand you. Let that just bounce off of you like water off of a duck's back. If you don't, then you'll start changing, being defensive, thinking that you've got to prove to them that you're really okay. What you're doing is letting them squeeze you into their mold. Your destiny is too great to get distracted trying to win over people who are never going to like you. Don't take it personally now. It's not about you. It's about the favor God put on your life. It stirs up the jealousy in them. Until they deal with it, nothing you can do will change it. You might as well shake it off and run your race, because no matter how good you are to them, they will still find fault in you. No matter how much you try to show them kindness, they will still find some reason to be critical of you. It's like this country grandfather that I heard about who took his grandson to town on a donkey. He started off letting his grandson ride the donkey as he walked alongside. Somebody passed by and said, "Look at that selfish boy making that old man walk." Well, the grandfather heard it and took the boy off. Then he rode the donkey as his grandson walked by his side. Somebody came along and said, "Look at that man making that little boy walk while he rides." Hearing that, the grandfather pulled the little boy up with him, and they both started riding the donkey. In a few minutes, another person said, "How cruel of you and the boy to place such a heavy load on that donkey." Well, by the time they got to town, the grandfather and the grandson were carrying the donkey. The point is, no matter what you do, you will never please everybody. You may as well accept the fact that even when you do the best you can, some will find fault with you, and that's okay. They have a right to have their opinions, and you have a right to ignore them. That's where faith meets life.
Down and out, all alone, sitting here, sad and blue. Sun is now going down, kind of cold, seeking refuge. just a friendly face, or maybe just a smile, someone that understands what I'm going through right now. And just before I lay me down to never wake, I look up and I see you. So with everything I am, thank you. Thank you, because you didn't have to. Thank you. Oh, oh, oh. Thank you, with everything I am. Thank you, for the real sacrifice and the truth behind you getting hot, and how you'd never judge a fault in me. Help, because you wanted to. And for your friendly face, and for just your smile, simply understanding what I'm going through right now. Just before I lay me down to never wake, I look up and I see you. So with everything I am, thank you. Thank you, because you didn't have to.
That was Celine Dion with a song called Thank You. Together in the Afterglow on WJMJ, we're making it all happen in a genuine spirit of gratitude. Thank you for being here. Now, today is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. On October 14, 1992, at the end of the decade of disabled persons, the General Assembly of the United Nations proclaimed December 3rd to be an annual observance to promote the integration of the disabled into general society. It was formerly called the International Day of Disabled Persons, but now it's called the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, where the emphasis is placed on persons, not on disabilities. It's a day to help remove the barriers that hinder people across the globe by including, organizing, celebrating, and taking action on behalf of persons with disabilities. Countries around the world, from Japan, the United Kingdom, and even Sri Lanka, are hosting events for this cause. Today is a great reminder to focus on the person, not on the disability. It's true. If you drop the D from disable, you have a person who is able. Recognizing International Day of Persons with Disabilities in the Afterglow, where knowledge is power. So let's become a bit more powerful by taking a look at history. You see, today also marks the anniversary of the premiere of a legendary play. On this day in 1947, a streetcar named Desire first opened on Broadway. The play from Tennessee Williams starred Jessica Tandy as Blanche Dubois and newcomer Marlon Brando as Stanley Kowalski. Tennessee Williams was already a Broadway star with his first play, Glass Menagerie, and Streetcar would go on to be equally successful. It ran for 2 years and won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Marlon Brando's performance, using his method style, was a sensation to audiences and critics, and he would later reprise it in a film version in 1951 and lead to an Oscar nomination for Best Actor, while Tandy won a Tony Award for Best Actress. A Streetcar Named Desire, first premiering on this day 74 years ago. And that's music by Ray Heindorf called Streetcar. Now you and I, we're here in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. And this is where we unwind, relax, count blessings, and take time to reorder priorities. We learn a lot through fables and stories that cause us to ponder the obvious and the not-so-obvious peculiarities of life. So it's story time now here in the Afterglow. Once there was a young lad who was desperately hoping to receive a new bicycle for Christmas. Deep down, he knew his parents just could not afford it. But he kept on hoping, kept on praying. Every morning and every night, he prayed for that new bicycle. Christmas came, and there was no bicycle under the tree, just a few small, inexpensive gifts. And as the boy began to open his presents, his father said to him, "Merry Christmas, son. I want you to know that Mother and I are genuinely sorry God didn't answer your prayers for a bicycle." To which the boy replied, "Yes, He did, Dad. God answered my prayers. He said, no." Something to think about.
I'm gonna make a wish this Christmas. I'm gonna say a little prayer. Gonna stop here for a moment before the moment disappears. The world's in a hurry this December. The city streets and shopping malls. I wish we could slow down and remember the meaning of it all. Wherever you are, no matter how far, come back to the heart of Christmas. Live while you can, cherish the moment, and the ones that you love, make sure they know it, and don't miss it, the heart of Christmas.
Wherever you are, no matter how far, come back to the heart of Christmas. Live while you can and cherish the moment.
And that was Matthew West with a song helping us prepare for Christmas called The Heart of Christmas. Wherever you are, no matter how far, come back to the heart of Christmas. Live while you can, cherish the moment, the ones that you love, make sure they know it. Don't miss it, the heart of Christmas. Like it? No, love it. Great words for this Advent season, huh? And so we relax, unwind, and realize how precious moments of life can really be when spent with family and friends, those we care about. I'm Father John, and I really appreciate your company tonight. Thank you for being here. The darkness and cold of the night has consumed any light and warmth of the day, so it's time to relax and spend time in the afterglow with a hot cup of tea or any other beverage that might warm you up a bit. Oh, by the way, we can connect, communicate, and dialogue through our email address, afterglow@wjmj.org. Got it? Write it down. Keep it under your pillow. When you get inspired, think of a suggestion, a recommendation, a song that is especially meaningful or relaxing. Email me. Once again, it's afterglow, one word, afterglow@wjmj.org. I'm open to your inspiration. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins. I will remember no more, he said. Wow. Now that is a remarkable promise. God doesn't just forgive, he forgets. He erases the board. He destroys the evidence. He burns the microfilm. He clears the computer. He doesn't remember my mistakes. For all the things he does do, this is one thing that he refuses to do. He refuses to keep a list of my wrongs.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Friday of the first week of Advent. And their eyes were opened, but Jesus warned them, "See that no one knows about this." In the world of 24-hour news coverage, the internet, tabloid exposés, and reality TV, it seems impossible to keep anything secret for too long. The press and media are continually on the lookout for the exclusive story that will reveal the skeletons hidden in the closet of a celebrity or prominent politician. Indeed, in any electronic store, it is possible to buy tiny cameras and microphones to help you carry out your own undercover surveillance operation. The darker side of life is brought into focus. Whilst it becomes very easy for the good news and the amazing generosity of the vast majority of people to be overlooked and forgotten, good news doesn't seem to sell newspapers. Jesus wants the two blind men to keep what has happened to them a secret. Now, this sounds like a really ridiculous request to our modern ears. How could they keep their healing, their new sight, a secret? Even if they wanted to do this, it would be impossible. As soon as they went into town, they would be recognized by their townsfolk, who would instantly realize that something remarkable had happened and interrogate the two men until they discovered exactly what had gone on. Keep it quiet, Jesus asks. How can we make sense of this request? It is so easy for the crowds to marvel at Jesus' miracles, but fail to listen or understand his teaching. In focusing upon this wonder worker, they miss out on the fact that he has come to fulfill a much more demanding mission. It is not enough simply to be touched and healed by Jesus. Would the people who hear the two blind men's story seek the deeper truth, or simply be content to get their own ailments sorted out? Jesus wants not just to open eyes, but also to open hearts to the wonders of God's mercy and love. In this Advent season, we are called to look beyond the simple miracles of Jesus to the true miracle. In Jesus, God's merciful heart is revealed to all people of every nation and race. This is a secret that should be shouted aloud.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And now on this Friday, the third day of December, on the memorial of St. Francis Xavier, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones, and for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I know that guilt and condemnation are weights my shoulders were not meant to carry. This kind of weight breaks down my life instead of building it up. I don't want anything to separate me from you and the healing and wholeness you have for me. Show me any sin in my life so that I can confess it, repent of it, and find the refreshing you have for me. I thank you that you are a merciful God to me. Forgive me for any time I have not shown the same mercy to others. I don't want to be unforgiving or do anything that is not your way for me. Bring to my mind any occasion where I have been unmerciful so that I can confess it as sin. I want to be set free from all the condemnation and guilt that failure brings.
Love arrives when kind words are spoken. Kindness is the doorway to the heart. The way we speak can keep our love unbroken. The way we speak can demand the love depart. So when harsh tones find a welcome in my heart, in my home, in my head, when I throw stones in place of arms around you, I will pray to God to speak for me instead. Speak into the moments of my day. Speak into the corners of my night. Open my ears to listen, my heart to hear. Speak into the moments of my life.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me on the day when I call. Speedily answer me.
I say, my God, do not take me away before half of my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age.
Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes, and they change. But you are the same, and your years do not end.
The children of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their descendants established before you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, and I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. That's who you are. That's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we
say a word. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. And you're perfect in all of your ways. Yes, you're perfect in all of your ways. Yes, you're perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still to love, love, love. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. And you're perfect in all of your ways. Yes, you're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Yes, you're perfect in all of your ways. Yes, you're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. To us.
Is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone in good spirits? He should sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? He should summon the presbyters of the church, and they should pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven.
We have been saved by God through faith.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is your name. My soul exalts you. Behold, my Lord, whose mercy lies on me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We have been saved by God through faith. God of the living, you are our saving light. In trust, we pray.
Remember your mercies, O God.
Illumine dialogue between scientists and theologians. In trust, we pray.
Remember your mercies, O God.
Shelter refugees, immigrants, and those who are fleeing from danger. In trust, we pray.
Remember your mercies, O God.
Reunite missing persons with their loved ones. In trust, we pray.
Remember your mercies, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God bless us with peace, enlighten our hearts, and bring us to share in the everlasting joy of Jesus our brother.
Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you, with steadfast love, would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night, tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
Some say hate is all about our anger. Others say it's all about control. I, for one, am guilty of both charges. It happens when I don't take time alone. So when I can't find the quiet, when still is the place that I can't be, I will pray silence, and for the tender words of God to be in me, speaking to the moments of my day, speaking to the corners of my night, open my ears to listen, my heart to hear, speaking to the moments of my life.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love,
so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Speak into the moments of my day. Speak into the corners of my night. Open my ears to listen, my heart to hear. Speak into the moments of my life. Your words give me light so that I can find my way to the place where I speak tenderly. Your voice makes a difference in the way my voice is heard. So speak to me.
May Almighty God keep you from all harm throughout this night and bless you with every good gift. May he set his word in your heart and fill you with lasting joy. May he strengthen your faith with proofs of his love so that you will persevere in good works. May you walk in his ways, always knowing what is right and good until you enter your heavenly inheritance. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.